أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم أنعم علينا برضوانك وكرمك وعفوك وجودك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، today إن شاء الله we're going to start a new journey, a journey of victory versus journey of defeat, a journey of elevation, dignity, ability to be versus a journey of defeat, humiliation, and disgrace. And this not only in this life and hereafter. And I use word victory because I find out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about it in Quran. But today, as a mankind in general, we forget and misunderstand the word victory, what it means. Victory in English, what it means? Anybody know? Quick.
To win.
To be. To conquer. To able. To get what you want. This victory. According to whatever topic. What is defeat? Defeat meaning whatever you won, whatever battle you have, you lost. Now, let's examine it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because today I'm coming with too many messages in my heart, I want to recap something I was wanted to share with you, is when I have a journey in just like 1 day and a half in Amman, Jordan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me opportunity with one brother, may Allah put barakah in him. He took me for a tour, and this tour was unique. It's a unique tour in only 1 day. And in 1 day, many things happened to me. I was going only for transit, okay? But it ended up with something so beautiful for me. I'm sharing it with you now. Is number one, he take me to Prezo in Masjid, people of the cave, the one Allah mentioned in Quran. You remember the people of the cave? The 7 or 8 or 9 people, we do not know the number. They went running with their own faith for Sabilillah. And they go sit in a cave, and Allah make them sleep for 309 years. And they wake up, and one of them send. They send some of them to go to the village to get food. They come back because the people recognize the money anyway, and they died. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire the people who find them to build the masjid above them and become the message of journey of faith. But the people is dead. They never do anything, but Allah honor them. They are victorious or defeated? Victorious, because they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete belief and dignity with Allah. Because we will find out what is the ultimate dignity to carry the name of Allah and die with dignity, resurrect it with dignity, and go to the land of victory, which is what? Paradise, heaven, inshallah. This is our goal. And what is the ultimate defeat? To be tortured in the grave, live in agony in life, be humiliated in the day of judgment, and finally in hellfire. This is the ultimate defeat. And I find out, according to the majority of the early scholar in Islam, if you study Quran, and I'm going to go through it with you now, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to conquer yourself. Conquer yourself. If you fail to conquer yourself and have victory over yourself, your temptation, your shaitan, you are defeated. And if you defeat it inside, you are defeated outside. If you are victorious inside, you are victorious outside. By this way, we see the first example of people. Has no name. Is not messenger. Is he not a prophet? But Allah elevated him so much. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor me by, after I finish Salat al-Dhuhr and I make dua for everybody, I go down, and by the will of Allah, a big tour bus was coming. The guard opened the cave, and I was have opportunity to be inside the cave. Now, inside the cave, these people bronze. They do not need my dua. They already honored by Allah. They die in a state of iman. Who needs the dua is me. And what I did, I said, Allah, make this land witness to me, not witness against me. And make this life witness to me, not against me. And make me die with dignity and elevation, Ya Allah. And I make dua, and I left. Salat al-Asr, after Salat al-Asr, by the will of Allah, I went to Bilal, radiallahu anhu, grave. Again, what Bilal left? He didn't leave a house. He didn't leave money. He didn't leave money in the stock market. He leave only one word, Ahadun Ahad, the only one, the only one. This is what he altered to the point Allah loved him so much. And after that, Allah gave me an ultimate gift. I consider it for me very, very big gift. When after that, he took me for a ride, and we going to some suburb of Amman, and I was really honored by something so beautiful. What is that? I was visiting the grave of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Grave of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And when I went to the grave of Shu'aib alayhi salam, I did not know what happened to me, but I believe it was a moment of my qadr to be in the front of the grave of one of the messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I look, I find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, what he said about Shu'aib? He said, Shu'aib alayhi salam, he's one of the most wise people of messenger prophet. He always alter wisdom, high wisdom. And what I can tell you, I make a lot of dua, and again, I look in the mountain all over. By the way, the land around all this area, when you study, has been tortured many, many times in history. Many times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Angel Jibreel, he takes the whole land, fly it in the earth, and drop it. The whole mountain, drop. Earthquake. Heavy earthquake, people die. Allah sent the angel Jibreel. He blow one blow, everybody's dead in their mountain. Because they were so big, so arrogant, and the things they built inside the mountain. And finally, he make them die underneath a cloud of fire. When they challenging Shu'aib alayhi salam, and they said, oh, if you think what you're talking about is true, is not magic, let Allah send fire from the sky. Allah sent very hot air for 7 days. And this hot air used to follow them in their houses until they cannot take it anymore. And they run away and they see a big cloud coming, very dark. They said, this is the one. Everybody stand underneath the cloud. The cloud sent fire from the sky instead of water. Burn all of them. Again, Shu'aib victorious or defeated? Victorious. And now, today, I was reading Quran, and I find one verse in Quran, in Surah Yunus alayhi salam. This verse I considered for us amazing really. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I saw it in Amman, Jordan. You see, the challenging, people challenging each other or building houses. And not regular houses, very, very luxury houses. By this way, the majority of Arabic people today, they champion each other of very luxury houses. When I talk luxury, it's luxury. Meaning houses like $10 million, $15 million, $20 million, $30 million. And they champion each other of business. By this way, today you find many business people, $100 million, $200 million, $50 million, $300, $1 billion. And people champion each other. And what do you talk about? Money. They do not need money. But they talk about money and they worry about money. They worry about the market. and they have money for them and their family and maybe 10, 15, 20 generation, 30 generation, and they do not have to worry about it. But they worry about it. And you find the majority of these people die in agony and they lose all their capital and they will be burned with it in the grave and in the day of judgment. And they're so greedy, so selfish. With all what Allah gives them, they do not want to share with mankind, which is the opposite of the message of Islam. Because if you really live in journey of Iman, you will not meet a multi-millionaire and multi-billionaire. And I'm going to give you one sentence, because I feel it is really important for all of us. When the brother took me to a beautiful place, which is a resort, to sit and relax. And once I sit and I relax, he asked me to talk to me. And I tell him, you know the problem is relaxing. Once we rest and we relax, we finish. Because once you rest and relax, meaning you like the status quo. And you get adapted to it. And you become like it. By this way, imagine Jordan Amman and the part of Palestine and all this occupied area is full of what? 40,000 grave of companion. 40,000 of the companion of the Prophet grave inside. These are the ones who was coming out of the battle and they have the ta'un. What is ta'un? The disease.
Plague.
And they are sick and die. And it is the land of messenger and prophets. You cannot step 1 mile here, kilometer here, without seeing a grave of messenger and prophet. And in the meantime, it is the land of people, Allah cursing them, or Allah elevate them. Meaning what? Sign. Now look at this verse. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Those who believe in this life, and they do not want to meet me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And they've been content with the status of their life. وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. And they're very calm and tranquility with the status of their life. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. And those who are heedlessness from our signs. What they are? أُولَئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. These people will go to the hellfire of what they do by their own hand. I saw this alive. I saw it alive. This verse, Allah Alam, 8 or 9 in Surah Yunus. Anyway, this is just observation. Because one of the signs before the Day of Judgment is people will see the sign of Allah, but they will not comprehend it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, you will bury your dead, but you will not gain wisdom from it. But what is the wisdom of burying the dead? The wisdom from burying the dead is amma'am next. Like one person was dying and his family crying around him. He said, don't cry. Cry for yourself, don't cry for me. I cry a lot for this day. You have now to cry over yourself. This journey also, when I saw my mother was very ill, and everybody's paralyzed. Nobody can do nothing. Once a person gets ill in a certain stage, no technology, no money, nobody can do anything. They put it in a support system, and that's it. They're waiting. What will happen? And even with support system, if Allah ordained, Allah will take the soul. And the person is dead. And after my sister washed the body of my mom, rahmatullah alayha, and all the mother, what happened is, I went, I kissed her, I put my hand over her cheek. And all of a sudden, I remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, visit the grave. It mellow the heart. And touch and wash a dead body. empty, meaning it has no soul. It is a great wisdom. And this will help you to break your heart. And a person has a broken heart, he's close to Allah. Because now let's go to the opposite now. If your heart is not broken, what it mean? Arrogant, ego, deception, want to accumulate, envy, jealousy, hate, this, that, hungry for material, and is no ending. And we forget, we going to die. You take vitamin or no vitamin, you check your diet, you do not check your diet, you take plastic surgery or whatever, it doesn't matter. You're going to age or you're going to die. With flu or no flu. You see, because today everybody is scared about the flu. Believe me, you can scare about many things except the flu. You see, for me, I'm scared about the journey after the flu. Not the flu. And this Islam. What it mean now? Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet used to say, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa ma fi ba'd al maut. Oh Allah, give me the blessing of death and after death. Don't worry about how you're going to die. Worry about where you're going to die. Where you go after death. Who going to pray over you. What legacy you left in the earth. What kind of faith you have. Do you have a good name in this earth or bad name? Do you did a good deed or bad deed? What is your legacy? This is what you worry about. Okay? Now, the topic today, because I do not want to go through much because I do not want to lose the main topic. The main topic is, what is victory? According to Islam, according to Quran. And before we go that, we go to something a lot of people even today misunderstand. It's called fiqh. What is fiqh? What meaning word fiqh mean? Fiqh in Arabic has two meaning. Two major meaning. When you said fiqh, you have the meaning of the literally the wording. And what it mean from the language. And what it mean according to the people, how they use it. Because the early people use it different ways than now. Why? Because the topic today we're going to do is how to understand the fiqh, the understanding, the comprehending of this word victory in Islam versus humiliation and defeat in Islam. And to understand the fiqh, the word fiqh, it means comprehending, understanding, and the ability to come with the right decision, with the right understanding in the right time, according to the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this need knowledge, wisdom, basira, nur, understanding, it need a lot. And most of all, tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow you to understand. Also, the early people used to say fiqh meaning to understand the deep things, the critical things. This is why Allah Rasulullah said, "Man yuridullah bihi khayran yufaqihu fi al-deen." If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want goodness from you, or want goodness for you, He give you the fiqh of the deen. Look at the word fiqh of the deen. The understanding, comprehending of the deen. And it is rated in Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the kuffar. فَمَا لَهَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَكَدُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. In Surah An-Nisa, verse 78. Allah talk about the disbeliever is he cannot hear. He cannot comprehend. When the soul is so arrogant. Excuse me, what are you talking about? We do not understand what you're talking about. When the soul is humble, it can receive. When the soul is arrogant, cannot receive. And even Shu'aib alayhi salam, his people, before Allah touched them, Jesus said, "Oh Shu'aib, we do not comprehend what you're talking about. لا نفقه الكثير مما تقول." We do not understand what you're talking about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ. Nothing in this earth stays away as you are. Everything this earth praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you do not understand. You do not comprehend it. Please hold the phone, either you shut it off or build vibration or whatever. وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةِ مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. When Musa alayhi salam told his people, okay, oh Allah, take the tie from my tongue and make them comprehend what I'm saying. And later on, the Muslim comprehend fiqh as the understanding of the regulation and ruling of Islam. I'm not going to go through all this, but I'm just giving you for a reason, because I want to prepare you for something very important. Today also we talk about tamkeen and victory. And tamkeen and victory in Islam, or according to Arabic, meaning to allow you to have ability to be or to conquer. You see? But we always is a status, is a beautiful status. But this status, when you look in the Quran, has been giving. Meaning you cannot run after. You cannot go grab it. Allah give it to you. But when Allah give it to you, this is a whole talk topic about it today. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about Dhul Qarnayn in Surah Al-Kahf verse 84, He said, إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We give Him the ability. Whereas you cannot get it. And also Yusuf alayhi salam, when Allah in the end, after all this hardship, in Surah Yusuf verse 56-57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that He said, يَتَبَوَّأْ مِنَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. We give Him the kingdom. He uses the way He wants. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We give with our mercy whom we want. And the people who do good, we will never waste their good deed. And the rewarding in the hereafter is much greater if you just have piety and have fear of Allah and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the meaning of all this, if you study now Quran, you will find out. To get the highest level of elevation. Listen to me carefully and I'm going to explain to you from Quran very soon. The highest level of elevation in earth. The highest level of victory. Allah give it to whom? Messenger and prophets. They have the highest. What is their job? Believe in Allah and spread the message. That's it. Believe in Allah and carry the message. By believing in Allah and carry the message, what happened? Huh? Allah elevated them. How? We will see how. I want you to know something right away now. Elevation in Islam and victory has nothing to do with this life in material status. And I will show you now very soon. Because we misunderstand the word victory. Now, before we go to that now, let's stop for a moment about Quran. What meaning Quran? Anybody understand? Quran, what's the word Quran mean?
Recitation.
Recitation, eh? Okay. Quran coming from the verb or the base, qara'a, to read. Okay, but Quran meaning a compiling qira'ah, amount of recitation together, combined together will be what? It called Quran. Please, kids, has to be a little bit quiet. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. It is my duty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to compile it and to give you the ability of recitation. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ If you recite Qur'an, وَإِذَا قُرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا And if you read Qur'an, we have a veil between you and those who disbelieve. Now, by this way, Qur'an, huwa name, to the word of Allah, has been revealed by Allah, by Angel Jibreel, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, Quran meaning the amount of word has been compiled together in a place. This is called Quran. By this way, today we're going to talk about our topic from Quran, which is the word of Allah, the book of Allah. The Creator, the Almighty, the only one. How we believe it is the word of Allah is very simple. We have many signs and scientists who take you step by step how to prove the word of Quran is the word of Allah. By this way, anybody non-Muslim is very simple. These people believe or claim Quran is the word of Allah. If I claim something, I have to produce evidence. And by the word of Allah, we are the kind of people, we are ready to produce evidence to prove it is the word of Allah. And if you are a seeker, you will find it. If you are a seeker, you will find it and you will be guided. Now, what is the kind of tamkeen in Quran? Quran also tell you how many kind of ability and victory in Quran. And believe it or not, what is the highest one? Number one, the highest, is to convey the message. The highest, to convey the message. And the second one, to give victory to the believer and let them conquer or rule. And third, to give them the ability to generate their own country. And number four, to make them create the country completely ruled and governed by Allah. Again, when you look at the sequence is given by Allah, not me. And I will show it to you. How I will show it to you? I prepare it in a such way, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is I will show you in Quran by itself, one of the toughest story in Quran for people even is not messenger and prophet. And we have one of the greatest story in Quran about that, about a man. Unknown. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us his name. He said, Jaragul. In Surah Yasin. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ Rajul. And we will talk about this, which is a topic I talked about to you a long time ago. Allah never mentioned a boy. Ragul. What is ragul? Ragul is not a male. A man is not a male. Is a male plus. Not every male is a man. Not every female is a woman. Is a character. You have a certain character, you are a woman. You do not have this character, you're not a woman. You are a female, but you're not a woman. You can be a male, but you're not a man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor certain male by calling them a man. Who is a man? A man with a certain character. And one of the main character is stand up for the truth. Live with a principle. Have dignity to what you believe. The strength of what you believe, meaning you do not coward your own belief. You do not let it go. and responsibility and living with character of your belief, all this together give you what? A message called or a title called Amen. Now in here, in Surah Ghafir, verse 51, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. We, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the word we, you remember, anybody remember what meaning we, inna? Why Allah use the word we? A lot of non-Muslim, when they read Quran, they said, excuse me, why the Creator said we? What meaning we? Anybody remember?
Huh? It's the majestic we, the king's use.
Exactly. It's the king word, meaning Allah wants to tell you, I am the Creator and I own everything. And everything with me. By this way, it is like a glory, a word of glory. When I stand and tell you, we, what is we? I said, me and everybody here belong to me. Strength, power, domination. By this way, I do not give you a space of hesitation when I said we. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will give victory to our messengers and those who believe in this life and in the day of judgment. You see? Very clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rum, verse 47, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is my duty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give victory to the believer. إِنَّ تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. If you give victory to Allah, Allah give you victory to you. Surah Muhammad, verse 7. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لَعْبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ أَنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمُنْصُرُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Surah As-Saffat, verse 17 and verse 173. And on and on and on and on, you find out all victory. Allah won't give you a message. I give it to you. I give it to you. I give it to you. I will give it to you. I will do it. And Allah uses sometimes with a complete concrete, I will do it. Is a deal done? One of the diseases of us today is we looking and running after a victory outside. And this applied to a woman, to a man, to a child, to a wife, to a husband, to a situation at job, situation with money, situation, and you forget something. You will never get victory outside unless you have victory inside. Don't ever forget that. You will never have victory outside unless you have victory inside. And victory inside, you will never have it unless you have strong belief, faith. And a strong belief, you will never have it unless you cut all the attachment. Meaning what? The love of Allah, the devotion, the complete belonging, the surrender, the submission only to the will of the Almighty, the Creator. You do that, He promised to give you victory. What kind of victory? We'll see now. What meaning victory in here? By the way, when Allah called victory, sometimes victory according to Allah is unseen. Meaning you will not see it. We'll see it later on in a people like Asiya, the woman of Pharaoh, the wife of the king of Pharaoh. When she believed and her husband denied her her status and hang her from her hair and touch her until she died. According to us, she's defeated. No. Because according to Allah, if you have faith and your faith fills your heart and you have nobody in your heart except Allah, you are a victorious. Why? Because you leave this life with a high dignity from Allah you go to the grave with high dignity, you've been resurrected in the day of judgment, inshallah, with high dignity, and you go to paradise. This is victory. By this way, a lot of people think victory has to be with something, some material. For example, if I have 5 people listening to me, is better or 500 or 5,000 or 5 million? It's not the number. It's not the number. It is my niyyah, my intention, my sincerity, my acceptance from Allah and you. Because you will look in the history. We'll talk about it, but not now. Is the boy and the king. One boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use him to what? To completely make a whole village embrace Islam. But he died. He didn't get anything. We'll see it now about the man of the village. And also, sometimes if you are trying to live the message and you do not see a result, you think you are defeated. No. Or you think you are weak. No. A lot of us don't forget, Allah has a wisdom beyond our imagination. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make you live, work, live the message, Allah elevate you, but He didn't give you any victory. He hides the victory from you, because He give you a high victory after you die. High victory in the grave. High victory in the day of judgment. High victory to give you a high place in paradise. By this way, our mind and our heart is stuck. Today, for example, we have one of major diseases in the ummah, is I think. Victory meaning, my husband, he will be the way I like. My wife will be the way I like. My kids will grow the way I like. This victory. No, this arrogant. This arrogant and defeat. Because you do not own the future. You do not own any soul. You do not own anybody. By this way, it is a defeat. If you are already occupied by anybody, as member of your family or anybody in your life, or the way you look, or your size, or the status of your money, if you are really occupied by any topic, and not for akhirah, not for the hereafter, you already defeated. If you are occupied with journey of faith, and love of Allah, love of His Prophet, and try to be good, you already are victorious. Even if you do not have. By this way, victory and defeat is unseen. And this according to the status of your heart, the status of your soul, the status of your faith, the status of your thinking, the status of your devotion, the status of your love, the status of how you spend your time. If you remember Allah, you are victorious. If you remember death, you are victorious. If you remember the day of judgment, you are victorious. If you try to be good, you are victorious. If you worship Allah, you are victorious. If you try to get closer to Allah and you seek the knowledge of Allah, you are victorious. If the surrounding environment do not bother you, you are victorious. If the condition of your husband or your kids or your husband or your wife or whatever or the status of money doesn't bother you, you are victorious. And if the situation bothers you, you are defeated. You are already defeated. By this victory, I call it, we need a journey of victory within. We need a journey of victory within. And if you gain the journey of victory within, Allah gives you the victory out. You do not have to think about it. What happened if Allah do not give it to me? It's His business. Can I work to gain the victory outside? Wrong number. This is another big deal. Is me, I have to work hard to gain the victory outside? Wrong. You want the victory between you and Allah. Because if you give victory outside, or you work for victory outside, Allah can trial you with victory outside, and the victory outside will cause defeat outside. You understand me? No, no. I tell you, put it silent or vibration. Or throw it away. This is a defeat. You know, sometimes I wonder, all of us having the phone on. Are you a surgeon? No. Are you a head of a like emergency room? No. Is any phone call can be really emergency? No. But we the only one all the time the phone is alert. And we're ready to look. And all the topic in our life is dumb. Who going to pick up the pizza? Who going to go home? And it's nonsense. If you are a big doctor and everybody waiting for the operation room for you, yes, keep your phone on. If you are a pilot in a plane and the plane waiting for you, yes. But if you are a mother and everybody waiting for you to eat, no problem. Let them lose weight. It's good for them. They will lose cholesterol and mashallah. And they will not have to buy new clothing. And good for the heart. And good for the soul. By this way, any occupation, any attachment with anything in your material life, to the point it lead you and deceive you from your journey of faith, you are defeated. And this can be mentally or emotionally. I love him, I want him, I love her, okay, defeated. Oh, I have to get this, I have to get that, and I need a new living room. Defeated. You see? Oh, my kids has to be this way. Defeated. Oh, I must do it. Defeated. It should be. Defeated. I will never do. Defeated. Is a must be. Defeated. By this way, anything to be causing any interruption inside your soul and your mind, and taking your mind away, your soul away, your heart away, what will happen? You're already defeated. And if you defeat it inside, I promise you, you will be defeated outside. What it meaning? Humiliation. No respect. A lot of women running and try to make the man respect her. It will never happen. You're going in the wrong direction. Journey of faith. Journey of faith. Journey of love to the Creator. Is what? Victory. Elevation. Dignity. Now your relationship will be different. It means different. And the attachment will be different. By this way, the defeat can be mentally. When you think too much with your mind. And you try to conquer the number and situation. It doesn't work. No economy today or economist can tell you what will happen to the economy. How many times they said the hurricane moving this way, this way, this way, and all of a sudden it gained power, it lose power. Why? Nobody know. The future in the hand of whom? Allah, the Almighty, the Creator. And if the future in His hand, you belong to Him, what's your problem? You have no problem. Your economy go down, your money go down, the man came, the man do not come, the man dies, the man leaving, the man... What's the big deal? Today we worship a man, we worship a woman, we worship a child. And I call it worship because love too much, thinking too much, equal worship. And this love too much and thinking too much should be only to the Creator. Now you are submitting. Now you are surrender. Now this is called Islam. By this way, if you ask me today our Islam is a tiny layer, very thin layer, like the fake gold and silver. You buy it and after 2 months, is gone. And this is what happened to our Islam and Iman. It's so thin. Any small wind, any small storm coming, it show up what? It show up my genetic. It show up my habits. And all of a sudden I'm acting up. Where is it coming from? My Iman is gone. What happened to worship? What happened to fasting Monday and Thursday? What happened to all the crying to Allah? What happened to the zikr? What happened to reciting Quran? Because it's all ritual from outside. It never develops roots. We need to do a root canal. We need to do what? Root canal. But not to grab the nerve from the teeth, but to grab the disease from our heart and the attachment from our heart. If you do root canal and the doctor left a small piece inside, what it do? Infection. Everybody know it. Because all the doctors forget and we have to suffer. We pay $1,500 and we suffer. And we keep going back and forth. Oh, I left a piece. Excuse me. Why the doctor, when he make mistake, we do not take $50 back or $100 back? Why we have to pay for it? You know? They make the mistake and we still pay. These people, Allahu Akbar, he's the only one. You know? Are you with me so far or are you?
Yes.
We need what?
Root canal.
Eh?
Root canal.
Root canal to whom? To our heart. To our genetic. To our habit. To clean and snatch every dirt. And let me give you bad news. We cannot do it. It will never happen. But journey of Iman, clean up the heart. Unless the journey of Iman or faith go down, genetic come back up again. By this way, is the journey of our life non-stop? Of what? Fighting is a battle, is a war. Is a war against my temptation, my devil, or the devil. And all the action of me and the bad habit I have. And you will find out very soon from Quran, unless you clean up and you be pure and devoted to Allah and ready to be for Allah 100%, you will never be victorious in this life or in a moment of death or in the day of judgment. What it meaning? You will have agony, calamity, defeat, humiliation, and all this. If you go to bed and you think about Allah, you are victorious. If you go to bed and think about tomorrow, or about a man or a woman or a kid or a situation or a job, you're defeated. This talk is easy. Very easy. To live it? Really, it is tough. Who's laughing? Are you hiding behind them? I hear voice. I look. Is nobody moving? Exactly. The journey of victory is hidden. Is not seen. You do not see it. But if you are a believer, you feel it. You feel it. You feel it. Any moment you belong to Allah, you what? You are victorious. Let's examine here. One of the main story, very tiny, with unknown name, a man from a village. Allah called him a man from a village. But a man coming from the end of the village. In Surah Yasin, he heard people spreading the message. And the people of the village beat them up, torture them. And the man heard about them. But he's a believer. Allah said, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ, a man came from the end of the village, running. He's coming in a high speed, just to give advice. This man, Allah honor him. All this man he did in his life, only one thing. He heard the message, he believed in Allah, and he saw wrong, and he tried to correct it just by advice. This advice cost him his life. this advice cost him his life. And the man is dead. According to us, we look at it, what he did. He destroyed himself. He died. What he did. He didn't do anything. You see? But Allah loved him so much. And Allah elevated him so much. To the point, the whole chapter, the main core about the chapter is him. Imagine. By the way, Allah honor a man, not a male. Keep this in your mind. A man, unknown, not a messenger, not a prophet, because he stand up for the truth with complete belief, with complete devotion to Allah. The story is finished. But today I want you to see. In here we have too many points. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the people to talk. Meaning Allah sent mursaleen, people to give the message. This tamkeen, this victory, to enable you to talk is victory. To enable somebody to listen to you is victory. To enable you or to the person listening to gain is victory. Do you see it now? By this way, victory is many levels. If you listen to me and you benefit, it's victory. Victory to me and victory to you. And what is the end? The man died. But he didn't die. You see? In the front of Allah, he's a shaheed, he's a martyr for him. And even when you look to the ending of the story, amazing. Because this story is going to grab a certain point and emphasize it. And I'm trying to do it super quick. Because believe it or not, in Islam, a lot of story I can go through it in details. Like for example, some people said, this man is a carpenter. And even they give him some time, Habib al-Najjar. But we do not sure. Leave it the way it is, the way Allah said it. Amen. Now when you look, this man when he came now, inviting his people. What he said, Ya Qawmi, oh my people. By this way, one of the messages in here, how to talk to the people who disbelieve you. He didn't say, oh no. He said, oh my people, Ya Qawmi. You see, meaning he give them respect and belonging. Meaning we are together, we are one people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I tell you, he emphasized, he came hurry. What it meaning? He didn't take it slightly. He didn't say, excuse me, I have to finish the rice, I come tomorrow. You see, I have laundry to do. Excuse me, call me next week. He didn't say, I have a business to do, let me finish my business. By this way, the person Allah loves, when he has a goal of goodness, what he do? He run. He stand up. Ittabi' al-mursaleen. Follow the messenger and prophet. And why you do not follow messenger and prophet who do not ask you money? Because always people worry more about money. He said, follow the people who give you a message and do not ask you money. Means you're good people. Because always messenger and prophet do not ask for money. Once your message mixed with money, your message goes off. But this also is tamkeen. And they are guided. And now, when they're challenging him, look at how he answered back. He said, "Wa mali la a'bud alladhi fatarani." How come you want me not to worship the one who created me? Because when they deny him what he's talking about, he said, "How? How you want me to? How I can worship somebody and he created me? How? How I can deny my creator? This is what it means. Now in here also, as he said, is a very tiny, very important point in Quran. He didn't say now, he's the one he created you. He said the one he created me. Because he believed in Allah. Sometimes today when we talk to somebody who is not a Muslim, we talk to them with arrogance. We are arrogant. Oh, the creator. The person does not believe in a creator. How I talk to you when you do not believe? Is my creator. The moment you believe, is your creator too. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes, وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Look at this. How you want me not to worship the one who created me? And you going to him. Now he joined all of us. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And all of us we going to him. Why? Because death is true. You believe, you disbelieve, you're going to die. Meaning you're going to go to the creator. And that's why, when I meet any atheist, I said, do you believe in death? He said, anybody has to believe in death. Nobody ever stayed. You see? I said, okay, you're leaving. You see? You're leaving. أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Do you want me to worship any another body and any another God except the one who created me? Now I want you to learn how the conversation is going. It's not a bad argue. It's not No. It's very calm. They are hustling him and he's calm. Let me tell you something before I forget. If you become a hustler in a time of inviting somebody, you already what? Defeated. If your voice is raised, you're defeated. If you become hostile, you're defeated. And this why? You find out messenger and prophet never attack anybody. Why? Because if the messenger or prophet attack anybody, what will happen? Their message is gone. If you attack anybody, your message is gone. If you raise your voice, your message is gone. If you become angry, your message, even if you're right. By this way, any hasty manner, any bad manner, any anger, you lost your job. You are defeated already. By this way, the first stage of inviter, he has to be calm because he's believing in Allah. You do not have to raise your voice. You do not have to get angry. Look at us today. When any Muslim show up, any anger, is a defeat. Defeat to himself, defeat to the message. And people take it against the message. Apply it to yourself as a wife, as a husband, as a... You name it. Once you become hostile and raise your voice and you become angry, you already defeated. You will never be victorious. Believe in my Lord. I believe in our Lord. Yeah, I want you to remember something now. Imagine this conversation and they throw him with rocks. He's talking. This man talking. He's a very basic man. He came to the village, at the village, and he's talking to them and they throw him with rocks. He's talking and they throw him with rock. I will promise you, you will never see the history of Quran or messenger and prophet, messenger, prophet, get after a wall and hit somebody else. No way. A man or a person with a message, he cannot hit, he cannot revenge, he cannot give back. Imagine a messenger, somebody beat him up and he start beating him up. What will happen now? They said, look at the messenger, he's beating me. Apply it even to your wife and husband. Your husband beat you up. You try to hit, you hit me. You see? He's raising his voice or she's raising her voice. The moment you raise, the shaitan, excuse me, look at your voice. Just once. By this way, any raising voice, I'm repeating it, anger, revenge, it causing what? Defeat. Defeat something to hide more than you. Defeat to your message. Because this bad manner and bad acting and reacting, people will take it against you. And this is what's happening to the whole ummah. I was watching on YouTube a man from Australia. He's an atheist. And he embraced Islam. He's so funny. You really have to watch. Okay? I can try to send you the link. And this man, he's atheist. All his life is atheist. He wants to, you know, go to any religion. He tried all kind of Christianity from one church to another. He said, I do not like it. He tried Hinduism. He said, no, no, no. Forgive me. But they believe in elephant. I do not like elephant. His head is too big. No, no, no. I'm not into animal. He tried to go to Buddhism. He said, no, no. It looks so relaxing. It looks so nice, but it's not for me. I don't believe it. Anyway, he tell you he go from one religion to another. One religion, he finished all of them. All of them. But he did not satisfy. And one of his relative and friend and neighbor, he tell him, did you look at Islam? He said, Islam? I never think about it. These crazy people, no, 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 no. Altars, you want me to go to the mountain and blow bombs? No, I'm not going to blow myself. You see? By this way, the man already have a notion. Islam, no, no. But so believe it or not, some people, the moment you see you look like a Muslim or Islam, forgive me, out. Click, delete. Why? Our name and title in all mankind is a mess. Who did it? We did. Apply this topic really, honest. Have some argue with your husband and wife. And now allow yourself to be defeated. Now you beat him up, you're screaming, you get the shoes, you get this, and it's a mess. Now this mess will follow you for years. And if you hold yourself, and you hold your manner, nobody can attack you. By this way, they always say, once you get anger, in a time of your right, you lose your rights. Do you hear me or no? Once you get angry, in a time of your rights, you lose your rights. You see? You go to store. The store cheats you. Go return it back. Excuse me! He said, excuse me, don't raise your voice. He cheat you, but he didn't, you don't raise your voice. Have a good man. By this way, any mistake in a time of your rights with a bad behavior is a defeat. Defeat to your message, defeat to your rights. Do you understand it or no? Now. And he said, I believe in my Lord, our Lord. Fasma'un. Hear me, please. You see, in Arabic, Fasma'un, exactly the way I say it now. Fasma'un, hear me please. You see? Imagine, Zee torture him. Zee beat him up with rocks. And he said, my people, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm going to stop in here and go back to the man. You remember I tell you, is at least 5-6 verse in Quran about Allah elevate word men. When men do something, he never said male, men, men, men. And you find all the time this man is a character. Is what? A character. Hold tight with principle. I'm not going to do it now, but you can find it in Surah Ghafir, verse 28 Surah Yasin, verse 20, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 23, and Surah An-Nur, 36 and 37. And Surah At-Tawbah, 108. Now, imagine this man. In a moment of torture, he giving dawah to his people, what he said? Please listen to me. Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. At this moment, he was dying. He was dying. His soul is leaving. And Allah allowed him to see his place in Jannah. And at this moment, he said, Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. Qila adkhil al-jannah. Come, go to paradise. قَالَ يَا لَيْتِ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. I wish my people know. بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Look at this. He did not revenge. He did not hit them. They are killing him. And he said, I wish my people to understand. Look at the message. No hate, no revenge. But look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. He died. He go to Jannah. Look after that. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا مِن بَعْدِهِ مِن جُنْدٍ وَمَا كُنَّا مُرْسَلِينَ. I did not send army. I did not send anything. What, Ya Allah, you did? Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam. He did like this. He blew one blow. The whole village is dead. Allah revenge for him. The creator revenge for him. When you read after that, imagine Allah revenge for a man, unknown man, stand up, try to give the message in a nice manner, and he's dying, and he make dua, and he said, oh, I wish my people to know. This is called fiqh al-da'wah, the comprehending understanding of embracing or spreading Islam. Now you have to understand, we talk about it before. I want you to comprehend it. You believe in Allah, your faith is number one in your heart, you are spreading the message, you are what? No, you are the highest level of the victorious one in earth. Because now you are in a level of messenger and prophet. Minus revelation. Okay? And you have to know, if you are in this road, you will be trial. But if you be trial, what you need? You need a surrender and continue journey of victory. How you gain the journey of victory? No attachment. Your attachment to Allah, 100%. A man come, a woman come, situation, money, this, that. Your message, your status between you and Allah, the status of victory, should be so high in your heart above anybody. Why today we lose? Because our temptation took over. Our jealousy took over. Our envy took over. Our loving of material life take over. And before we know it, I lose. I'm defeated. By this way, also, one of the ultimate joy and victory in earth, when Allah accepts you to carry the message, spread the message, and you see the people gain and benefit from this message, this gives you joy and victory inside, above anything. Why? Because all the victory or enjoyment of any material life will go away, except this one. And every step of patience and holding tight in your message is victory for you now, is victory for you in the grave, is victory for you in the day of judgment, is victory for you in Jannah. Even if you do not see a result. Even if you do not see a result, you're still victorious. Verse 3 is the ultimate victory to you in the track. Hold tight your faith, hold tight your iman, hold tight your belief, watching your love, watching your devotion, watching your thinking. If everything for Allah, you are victorious. Even if you lost everything, even if you sleep in the street, even if you have no blanket, even if you have minus meal, this is not a big deal. Even if people cursing you, we're going to go through it. The boy and the king, Yahya alayhi salam, his father Zakaria, all these people, touch and die, and they didn't do anything. And Allah elevated them. By this way, elevation, dignity in this life and hereafter, only with the victory and the road to journey of victory in this life and hereafter. And this cannot be without journey of iman, journey of faith, journey of elevation to be belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. And don't forget, when you do that, you get the ultimate victory to be honored by the Almighty, the Creator, in this life, by His kingdom, by His angels, and He take care about you in the grave, and He honor you in the grave, He honor you in the Day of Judgment, and He honor you in entering paradise, inshallah. What else do you want? If we believe in all the message of the unseen, if we believe in the journey of death and journey of the soul, if you believe in the Quran, the word of Allah, these people get the ultimate victory. Believe me, when this happened to me, I was not in a good shape, physically, or emotionally, or financially, but I discovered Allah can give you elevation of certain iman, certain knowledge, and He take many material status from you. And all of a sudden you said, okay, which is which? Material status, no problem. But this iman, Allahu Akbar. By this way, if we have any defeat outside, individual, collective, you name it, you will never be defeated outside unless you defeat it inside. By your enemy, Shaitan, the Satan, by yourself, your nafs, by your desire, by your temptation, by your genetic. I call it genetic because in Arabic is Jibilla, the one Allah created you with. We talked about it before, you remember? The 13 to 18 weakness, Allah create you with it. If you take the medication, you be cured. If you do not take the medication, the disease come back. By this way, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, to give us the victory against ourselves, the victory against Satan, Shaitan, the victory against our temptation, against our weakness, against our genetic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory to be for Him, by Him, toward Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a real, true believer, sincere believer, truthfulness believer. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality and decorate us with the quality, the one He loved, the one He desired, the one He accept to be a victorious by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us poor only to Him, seek support only from Him, seek ability only from Him and by Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a real believer, inshaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the light and wisdom and ability to be for Him, by Him, toward Him. وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And we'll continue, inshaAllah.